Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I am Jajinga Mehta with the news, the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah terms AI and deep tech as the main pillars of future economy. International AIDS Candlelight Memorial observed at College of Nursing Naga Hospital Authority Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Kohima urges strict adherence to rules on proper use and dignity of the national flag. And government says on-screen marking system in CBSE Class 12 examinations has enhanced transparency and objectivity in evaluation process. And now the news in detail. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah termed AI and deep tech as the main pillars of the future economy, inaugurating the Million Minds Tech Park Phase 1 and Grammy City Campus in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. He said that India has become a leader in every emerging sector of the world.
In the coming 25 years, the sectors that will give direction to the global economy and the global financial system, in all those sectors, India is today marking its strong presence as a founder. And this itself shows that the future of India is very bright. For the future of AI and deep tech, tech parks like these will do a very great job and will also take this forward.
Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, also inaugurated the Innovation and Incubation Center of the National Institute of Design in Gandhinagar. The minister also inaugurated and laid foundation stone of various development works of the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, which included inauguration of the newly built 5 lakh litre capacity plant of Gandhinagar District Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited, Madhur Dairy. Joining communities from across the world, the International AIDS Candlelight Memorial was observed today at the College of Nursing Naga Hospital Authority Kohima. Speaking on the significance of the day, District AIDS Control Officer Disha Dr. Chibantang Kitan said, "The International AIDS Candlelight Memorial is one of the world's oldest and most meaningful community-led movements in response to HIV and AIDS." Dr. Kitan said the Candlelight Memorial is more than a symbolic event and described it as a powerful expression of solidarity and compassion. Highlighting this year's theme, Light the Legacy, Remember, Advance, Act, he said it honors those lost to AIDS-related illnesses, recognizes the contributions of activists, healthcare workers, and caregivers, and calls for continued action against stigma, discrimination, and inequality.
Millions of lives have been lost to AIDS-related illness worldwide, and the pain of that loss continues to be felt by families and communities. Remembering those individuals is an act of honor and respect. At the same time, remembrance also means acknowledging the ongoing challenges faced by people living with HIV today. Although medical science has advanced significantly, stigma, fear, misinformation, and social inequality still prevent many individuals from accessing healthcare and support. The importance of compassion and human dignity, the need to continue educating future generations.
Dr. Kitan noted that medical advancements such as ART and improved healthcare have transformed HIV into a manageable condition for many, but challenges like poverty, misinformation, and social stigma still limit access to care for vulnerable populations. He stressed the need for collective action from governments, communities, educational institutions, families, and civil society organizations to strengthen awareness, healthcare access, and support systems. Following the directions from the Ministry of Home Affairs, Deputy Commissioner Kohima has called for strict compliance and mass awareness on proper use and dignity of the national flag. The national flag represents hopes and aspirations of the people of the country and must always occupy a position of honor. While there is universal affection and loyalty towards the national flag, lack of awareness is often noticed among the general public as well as government agencies regarding the laws, practices, and conventions governing its display. As per the flag code, paper flags may be used during national, cultural, and sports events, but they must not be discarded on the ground and should be disposed of respectfully in a manner consistent with the dignity of the national flag. All heads of departments have been directed to undertake mass awareness programs and ensure wide publicity through electronic and print media advertisements regarding proper use and dignity of the national flag. All concerned administrative officers under Kohima District have also been directed to monitor compliance and ensure strict adherence to these statutory instructions. Government has said that the on-screen marking OSM system in the CBSE Class 12 examinations has enhanced transparency and objectivity in evaluation process, addressing concerns over the Class 12 results declared by the CBSE in New Delhi today. Secretary, Department of School Education and Literacy, Sanjay Kumar, said that some concerns have been raised by the students regarding marking and a slight decline in pass percentage. He said that the welfare of student is of utmost importance and no child should feel they have received less marks than they deserve. Mr. Kumar noted that OSM is not a new system and was first introduced in 2014 and widely used by several universities and international boards. Mr. Kumar said that earlier, answer sheets were checked within specific regional offices, but the new system of OSM allows evaluation beyond geographical boundaries. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Road and Bridges, G. Kaito Aye, has called for stronger customary governance and social reforms to ensure community growth and development. Addressing the Simi Kakami Hoho General Conference held at Zinheboto yesterday, the minister cautioned village chieftains against joining underground groups as that complicate leadership and governance. Referring to Article 371A and the Nagaland Village and Tribal Councils Act, he called for uniformity among village leadership bodies and appealed for joint efforts to curb electoral corruption. He urged the gathering of tribal leaders, legislators, village chieftains, and community members to adopt constructive practices while preserving the unique identity of the people. On the issue of proposed ban on religious symbols and stickers on vehicles, Mr. Aye defended the role of churches and NGOs, saying such symbols reflect identity and social service. MLA and advisor Water Resources Tongpang Ozukam formally launched a biography titled Samanir T. Sentichuba, authored by Tiala Imchan in our dialect yesterday at Dimapur. Late T. Sentichuba was first elected to the Nagaland Legislative Assembly from Yisemyong constituency in 1969 on a United Front of Nagaland ticket. He contested 10 assembly elections and won 7 times. Speaking at the event, the advisor described Mr. Sentichuba as a visionary leader and fatherly figure whose wisdom, compassion and dedication guided his people through difficult times. He said Mr. Sentichuba's life reflected strong character, conviction and selfless service, urging the younger generation to draw inspiration from his legacy and work towards a progressive society. The All Commercial Vehicle Association, ACVA WOCA, celebrated its 12th Foundation Day today at VDB Hall with Associate Pastor WTBC Zirentang Hamtsoy urging members to stay dedicated and put God first. Founding member Renbomo Hamtsoy highlighted the association's mission of One Government, One Tax. The House resolved to support the drug-free WOCA campaign, reaffirmed earlier resolutions on non-local vehicle ownership, and appointed Simon Isung as Joint Secretary of ACVA WOCA District. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah terms AI and deep tech as the main pillars of future economy. International AIDS Candlelight Memorial observed at College of Nursing Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Kohima urges strict adherence to rules on proper use and dignity of the national flag. And government says on-screen marking system in CBSE Class 12 examinations has enhanced transparency and objectivity in evaluation process. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.